You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk station on the planet. No, really, this is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Actually, the number's just out. You're really listening to one of the fastest growing radio shows in America, period. That's how great it has gone here for the last 6 weeks. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, and I'm very grateful. And every once in a while, we break apart from the pack and we do something that you're not going to hear on other news talk stations. And that is, I'm bringing in a colleague here at Fisher Broadcasting, Travis Mayfield, who is gay in a committed relationship of several years now.
Yeah, 6 years.
And he would like to get married. And he made his case, you know, introduced himself, his relationship, and how it came about and why he thinks it's important. And now I'm putting the question to all of you. Do you think that Travis should be allowed to get married? Let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. We're going to start with Jim in Bellevue. You're on with John Carlson and Travis Mayfield. Go for it. Jim, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, guys. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good morning, John. Good morning, Travis. The question back to me, I would say, let me caveat it. Legally, yes, but if he wants to get married in a ceremony, he can do it. And let me give you an example of what my wife and I did. Legally, in the state of Washington, we signed a document that said that we were married on May 8th, but we actually went to a destination wedding and got married on May 30th. We don't celebrate our wedding anniversary on May 8th. We celebrate May 30th. And for me, I don't understand why gay couples, they have everything but marriage in the state of Washington. They can do the exact same thing. If they want a ceremony, if they want to celebrate with their friends, if they want to show their unity, have a wedding. Have a great party. But, you know, you have everything legally provided.
Well, okay, so Travis, why not do what Jim did? You get an official document from the state of Washington. You're in a civil union. And then you can go to Maui. You can go wherever you want.
Sure.
You can get, you know, married, have a ceremony, and then come back here, and your relationship in the eyes of the law gives you the same rights, responsibilities, and privileges that my marriage does.
As I said, for me, separate is not equal under the eyes of the law. And I, again, am not asking that a church recognize our marriage, you know, in the same way that the Catholic Church doesn't want to marry someone who's been divorced. But that's legal to remarry someone who's divorced. I would never want to tell a church what they can and can't do recognizing their marriage. But what I want is that my relationship and my marriage to my husband to have the exact same legal everything, including the word, recognition by the government.
Now, as a practicing Christian, mm-hmm. do you believe, as the Old and the New Testament hold, that homosexual behavior is sinful?
I do not. I believe Leviticus, there's a lot of, I mean, without getting into the weeds here, but there's a lot in Levitical law that surrounds the verses that seem to prohibit same-sex behavior, things like eating shellfish and cutting your hair that we don't practice today and we don't consider to be sinful. And in the New Testament, there's a lot of evidence to believe, looking at it contextually, that understanding what a committed relationship and what gay actually means today, we're not talking about temple prostitutes. We're not talking about coercive underage relationships.
What about, again, without getting into biblical passages, St. Paul? I mean, St. Yep. Paul was pretty clear.
But again, that is a list of sins. And if you go back and look at translations, there actually is evidence that there are multiple words, temple prostitutes and underage rape, that have been combined as we've translated into homosexuality. And to me...
So you think the Bible is unclear?
I believe, as
it's very clear about things like divorce.
That's exactly right.
Jesus himself was very clear about divorce being wrong.
And as I said, I believe to my very soul that God created me to be the man that I am today in his image, and that there is no way that God makes mistakes. And me being in a committed relationship that is modeled after Adam and Eve.
Okay.
God created us to be partners with each other, and I believe that's what Curtis and I are, and we are honoring God by doing that.
Let us go to Mercer Island, hear what Jerry has to say. Jerry, you're on with John Carlson here, Travis Mayfield. Should Travis be allowed to get married to Curtis? Go for it.
Yes, but I'm building on the same caveat the other guy did, in a sense that, you know, when you're looking just for the word, you're really looking for his acceptance, and you can't legislate acceptance. You can legislate tolerance. You can't make people accept something. I think it'll come with time, and I voted for it. I think I don't care, but I'm just telling you, you aren't going to change people's hearts by making a law. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry.
I guess for me, I ultimately would love to have everybody love Curtis and I and celebrate our marriage as the marriage that I know that it is. But I also understand the culture that we live in and that people are not always going to be that way. So I truthfully am not necessarily looking for acceptance. I'm just looking for legal recognition and protection from my family under the law. And as I've said, courts say separate is not equal. And so marriage, I love to use the example of voting. Voting is something that apply to straight white men. And then we opened that up for African Americans. And then we opened that up for women. And then we opened that up for 18-year-olds. That's what I want from marriage.
Can you think of a legal distinction, legal difference between what the law allows you in a committed relationship versus what the law would allow me and Lisa in our relationship?
Yes. I brought it up earlier, the example of we have to live in the same place to have a domestic partnership. That's in the domestic partnership law at this moment. And if Curtis and I, my job takes me to Spokane and I have to have a condo there and I live there and he stays here before, you know, we were in domestic partnership, we would not be allowed to be domestic partners in this state
all
legally.
Right. Nicole from Redmond, what do you say?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I actually feel, after talking with lots of friends and family about this, I feel like, you know, Travis and Curtis should be able to get married. This shouldn't be an issue. Specifically, one of the things I thought was interesting was the point that you brought up, John, about how marriage should be part of, you know, a relationship that can produce children. And quite frankly, you know, my husband and I were not able to conceive children naturally, so we had to take other means to do that. And we have a newborn, and I don't think that because we weren't able to have children naturally doesn't mean that we somehow don't have, that we have less of a marriage. And so I kind of heard that argument and thought, I just don't buy into that. And I feel pretty strongly that this is something that, you know, is civil. Travis, I appreciated your argument about the civil part of it. I think it is civil. It's not religious. I just feel like we should take the religion out of it. And I don't know that it's really about acceptance so much as understanding that it should be equality. So
all right.
That's how I see it.
Okay, Nicole, thanks very much. Travis, quick comment?
I appreciate that very much, Nicole. In fact, as I listened to you and your husband struggle to have a baby, it really did nearly bring me to tears. I had to step away from the microphone because that is very much how Curtis and I feel. You know, we're trying very hard to be dads, and I want our child and our future child to have all the same protections that other married parents have for their kids.
All right.
Talk Radio 570 KVI is the conservative talk station you can count on for, well, conservative talk. Weekdays and weeknights, we deliver the issues that really matter. No shows about aliens and tinfoil hats. No shows about getting out of debt. Just the latest news, analysis, and opinion from America's top conservative voices. John Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, Lars Larson, and Todd Schnitt. Conservative Talk Radio 570 KVI.